You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, Chip.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I mean, it feels like I talk to you every week, but I feel like I haven't seen you in so long
because you've been just out
exploring
the world.
How has your month been? At the beginning of this month, in January, we introduced our words of the year. And we usually have a theme of the month, but we didn't this year. And so I was kind of thinking it might be nice to look back on telling the word, which we asked the listeners to also like make their own words. And we like to set intentions for the year, not New Year's resolutions, but a word of the year. And so Chip said his, I said mine at the beginning of the month. If you guys haven't listened to that podcast, go check it out. It'll help you kind of figure out if you want to do that for yourself and set intentions. But you set your word up to be explore for this year and kind of give us a little rundown of how you meant it, because it was a little different than what
Wasn't just like, of course, there is the like sort of physical manifestation of it, of exploring things and like going out into the world. But I wanted to dive a little bit deeper and explore the undersides of things too, like whether it was like an interest that I sort of have been dabbling with. Like, I really kind of want to learn a foreign language. So I'm like exploring that. But like when I go to a place, like I want to do things that aren't necessarily tourist driven and sort of explore the place on a cultural level and get a better understanding of why I'm there and why, you know, people choose to live there and that kind of thing. And so I've been really lucky to sort of start the year off like fucking Christopher Columbus.
Oh, blast, man. I feel like have you been in Nashville this month?
Barely. I had a work travel trip to Maui and we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, and it was like this lovely resort, and it's obviously like Maui is a haven in and of itself. It's just a beautiful island, but it's like that's a microcosm of it.
Right.
Because it's not the real world. There's a lot of people that still struggle on Maui, including the people of Lahaina who lost everything in the fire. And a friend of mine who lived in Lahaina, she still lives on Maui, and I got to spend some time with her. And because she was a resident of Lahaina, she has a drive-on pass, and I got to like go in and see the devastation like up close and personal, which is just unbelievable. Like, and I was a little hesitant to do it because it felt a little gawkery, but I'm also like, so few people in the world are going to have the opportunity to do this and to really understand what happened and see the devastation. And it was just unbelievable. It looked like a bomb went off. Like, I just can't even explain it. But I got to see the banyan tree, which is kind of cool because it's, you know, it's coming back to life. The banyan tree is the big tree that was down in the square on Front Street that was like given by, I can't remember who it was. It was a foreign dignitary gave it. I can't remember if it was like Egypt. No, it was India. Okay. Gave it to Maui. And it's like this massive tree that kind of takes up a whole block. And it was like this, a symbol of Lahaina. And everyone was really worried that it was lost, but it looks like it's coming back to life, which, you know, I forget what the meaning of the banyan tree is, but like there's like a lot of spiritual meaning to it too. So the fact that it's coming back to life and people are hopeful that it's going to live is a really good thing. So getting to see that was kind of cool because it's still in, you know, you can still see that it had suffered.
Yeah.
And she took me on some guided tours that I got to read about, like special places in Maui. And, you know, it's funny because historically when I've traveled, it's just been about having a good time. Like I've never really been like a museum person where I go and I read all the shit. Like I'll go to a museum and look at paintings and look at artifacts, but I never really like dive in and like learn about it. And I don't know. It makes me feel sort of like base level sometimes, like,
right.
Because it's there to learn, not just to see. So, and you know, when you're in a place like Maui, it's so beautiful. You just kind of want to take it in. I'm like, what do I need to learn? It's just fucking gorgeous. But there's a lot of heritage and
a lot of spirituality,
you know,
too.
A lot of spirituality.
Talked about it. Yeah.
You know, lots of wars have been fought over the land, and they're still, you know, like the natives are still fighting for their land. So, you know, I want to respect the places that I'm visiting. So, I feel like I owe it to those places to at least explore, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had a vacation plan too, and I went to Puerto Vallarta. And it's a little harder to explore there because that city is sort of set up to be just sort of like a party city and a romantic city too. Like the zone that we stayed in was called La Zona Romantica. And I was there with my boyfriend Mark, and it was just a vacation for us to get away. So there was some things that I wanted to do that he wasn't interested in doing. And so we didn't do it, you know, like there's this little village called Bar de Navidad that my parents used to go to. They went for like 35 years and now they're too old to travel that far. And, but it was like a 3.5 hour bus ride. And he's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I would have done it in a heartbeat, but I couldn't do it without him. Like it would have been a full day that we weren't together, and that's kind of shitty. But So I've done some physical exploring. I've also, I finally have hunkered down and decided that I'm going to have a physical journey this year, and I'm going to explore that side of my willpower. And I've hired a virtual trainer for 6 months.
I love this virtual idea. Like, so what is, tell me about that.
So his name is Will Vargas. And I found him because my friend Ben posted that he'd been using this physical trainer, and it was like, I think at that point, it had only been a month, and he did like a starting photo and his results photo in a month. And he was like, this guy's amazing. He's doing it. And this was Black Friday. So like, this is how long I've sort of been sitting on it.
Okay.
He was doing a Black Friday sale where you could get 6 months for 3 months price.
Oh, damn.
So I reached out to my friend Ben. I was like, is this worth it? And he's like, yeah, he's fucking great. So basically it takes the guesswork out of it. Like, and that's really the struggle for me, is like, I'm not the type that's going to read Men's Health and figure this out on my own. I want someone to be like, this is what you're going to eat. These are the foods that you can eat. This is your dietary plan. And this is what your workout is going to be. And someone just to hold me accountable. So he's based in Vegas, but there's an app, and he does everything in like 5 week increments because he wants to switch it up so that your body doesn't get used to it and you shock your body. And he's also like, it gives us a window to like look for sort of thresholds and goals to be met. I told him, I think I can promise 3 days a week I'll work out with an optional fourth. Doing weight training, but I have to do 2 hours of cardio a week, and I can spread it out like over 3 days, 4 days, 5 days.
So it's just like the total of 2 hours.
Yeah, a total of 2 hours. And it's got to be like where my heart rate really increases. He goes, walking is good for you, but it is not heart rate increasing unless you're walking uphill for 20 minutes. And I have a Peloton, so I'll be able to do that quite easily, I think. You know, I can hop on for 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day pretty easily, and knock that out. So, and he sends like a dietary plan, and I'll check in with him a few times a week. We'll have Zooms. He asked me to like video myself when I'm at the gym, take pictures. There's a whole app that he's got set up. So I can send pictures of the meals that I'm eating. There's a board, like a community board where all the guys that he's, he specifically trains men over 40.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So
especially the age piece of that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Because everything's just different. I mean, our bodies are different. The way you produce muscle is different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's a sort of terrifying thing. Like I've gained weight and I've lost weight several times in my life and kind of on my own. Just like one time I read The Zone and I stuck to it and it works. And so I know I can do it.
There's the one time you got really into berries for a minute.
I got really into berries and I lost a ton of weight. And I know I can do it. But this time I think I'm going to do it a little more educated so it's sustainable. So it really is exploring, you know, the real like sort of science behind, you know, physical education. And I think it's like, I haven't done it this way before because I like to pinch a penny, you know, and this wasn't cheap. So the money is making it accountable, making me accountable to it. But I feel like I'm going to have someone sort of holding my hand through and I'll be able to ask questions and like, well, why am I doing that? And why does this work better than that? And those sorts of things. So
I think it's super important. I love that you're getting like the accountability for one. But then too, like you said, making it more of a lifestyle. In fact, on the podcast last week, I had talked to Dr. Chiti Parikh is how you say her name. And she wrote a really great book called Intentional Health. I'll show it to you after the podcast. Okay. But she was just talking about too, like sometimes we get on these like fad diets and, you know, maybe you can, like you said, lose weight right away, like have that immediate kind of reaction. But when you, unless you're like actually getting to know your body and your rhythms, and like she even talked about the times of day we eat and kind of being consistent across the board with certain things, but not making it about deprivation as much as like changing the lifestyle and figuring out what your body actually needs and wants and all the things and responds to well, like because we talked about like the gluten thing with me or dairy or whatever and how that's shifted my whole life. But so much of what she says gets to the root, which is what I really like, versus, hey, let's just throw something at this to do a temporary fix. And then before you know it, a year later, you're back in the same position.
Right.
Where it's like you kind of got, you're just doing that like yo-yo thing.
Well, and it really is about habit forming too.
Right.
You know, like, and one of the things that he said is like, you know, he sent me, which I'm sure he sends to everybody, his daily schedule. And he has his day mapped out like almost to the minute. Like he's like, he wakes up at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He meditates. Mm-hmm. He drinks a coffee, a protein coffee, which I need to ask him what that is.
He, I already know. I can tell you.
He reads. He gets his kids to school. He does like a body warm up thing. Then he works out. Like, I mean, it is down to the minute. 10 o'clock, like 9 o'clock, he's like phone off, read, 10 o'clock bed. And it's everything is, and I don't have a habit like that. And it's been difficult because of my job, but I feel like I'm far enough into my job now. I'm old enough that I can say no to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Whereas before I felt like I was building a career. I was building relationships. I was doing all the things that I felt like I needed to be at everything. And now that I'm a little older and more settled in my career, I think that I can now look at my life and be like, okay, I'm at a place where I can have sort of a habitual plan. Yes, there will be curveballs because I'll have to travel and those sorts of things. But I feel like I'm in a really good place to like make this stick.
Yeah. Well, I think everything you're saying, that's so much of what I talked about with that doctor too, because it was about like, you know, our day, like my days are a lot like yours and as much in the way that nothing is ever the same.
Consistent. Yeah.
However, when I'm in really productive headspaces too, like exactly what you said with that guy having a schedule, I'm very regimented like that. But then also it's like when I'm on the road, I still will crave my wake up and do the meditation thing. Like
because
if you get in the habit of something, you do start to crave that consistency.
Oh, so I've traveled with you. You're like, gotta meditate.
Where's
Kelly? Oh, she's upstairs working out.
I know, but it's
you're good about it. It's good. Like I'm making fun, but like that's, I kind of know that I need that.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, because the thing is if I don't do that, then I feel like shit. And that was the big thing she and I talked about, was the more you get into something, like, I don't crave gluten and dairy the way that I know that for all of y'all, it's sort of like, man, that must be like a really like bleak life. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Cause like now, when I eat it, I feel so terrible that it does. It's not the win isn't worth it to me, you know? And so once you get past the hump of changing things, it's definitely like your body responds, I think, and your mind kind of catches up to that. And you want the things that are good for you and that feel good and not the other things. Right. Not that we all don't, you know, but she was really good about being also like, you know, it's good to go on vacation and let yourself, you know, she's like, on Thanksgiving, I let myself eat whatever I want to eat. And then I just know that I clean up my act the next week. It's all about balance, you know, and living your life and enjoying it and taking care of yourself. I don't know. I just think we miss it a little bit, but hopefully these kind of conversations are helping. So I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could find that like this isn't possible. It's not sustainable for me, but I'm going to explore it and I'm going to give it every. Yeah, I think it will be.
Like, and if it's not specifically like exactly how he lays it out, you'll find ways that work for you.
Right.
From what he's teaching you.
Right.
It's not going to hurt anything.
It's certainly
sure.
not going to hurt. And what's funny is, you know, I've been taking semaglutide and I've lost a substantial amount of weight just through doing
Excuse
that.
Excuse me, is that Ozempic?
That's the generic name for Ozempic.
I love that you just tried to throw that out. Like, that was...
And it's not a bad
Everyone's going to so be like, Ozempic, oh, Ozempic. Semi.
Semaglutide.
Oh, semaglutide. That's what we're standing about the water cooler talking about.
but... When I signed, so we did our Zoom, I think yesterday, the day before, because I'm starting on Monday is when my program starts.
Okay.
And so we were going through all the details and he was like, so you're at 240 pounds. And I was like, actually, I'm at 224 pounds now. So between the time that I signed up and finally getting on the Zoom with him, I've lost 16 pounds.
What?
By not doing anything other than Ozempic. Like,
okay.
And that included going on vacation, going to Maui,
I'm assuming
the
you
holidays.
Drank alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got shit faced on vacation. You know, it's like
casual.
Like, but the thing is like the way that drug works is it makes me feel full.
Yeah.
And so it really has the portion, because I had to be honest with him too. I was like, hey, full disclosure, I'm doing this too. So it's like, I know that some of these like meal plans want me to eat a ton of protein and
things.
Oh,
yeah.
Because to get to your calorie intake, right. you have to eat a lot more food. And I'm like, I'm worried that like my body response is going to be, you're full and I'm only right. going to get 500 calories a day. So I was just like, I'm not ready to come off of this yet because the results that I'm feeling are great and I'm not having any negative side effects. Mm-hmm. I want these things to work together. So I had to be honest about that. But I was like, he was like, wait, 16 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
It's shocking. I can actually tell in your face.
I mean, technically I'm down 45 pounds, but those 16 are just from since I signed up at the end of November. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's wild. So.
Well, good for you. What an explorer.
How's your month been?
I mean, it's kind of interesting because my word was discipline, and a lot of what we just talked about with you involves discipline too. So there's a little bit of crossover with what we're doing, but it's been interesting. Like my month, January is such a crapshoot in my job. Like sometimes it's just completely crickets and dead. And then sometimes you come back full force. And this was one where we came back full force. And so I've been crazy busy. And then we had that weird ice storm here that we've mentioned a couple times on the podcast, but like everyone was locked in their house for like 7 days, which was wild. But the locking in my house was like actually beneficial to my word because
I finally got something done.
Yeah. And I could have been like, there was a lot of reasons that I wanted to just do nothing that week. But honestly, the more I did nothing, the more depressed I got just sitting in my house because you can't even get outside. I didn't see a human for 7 days. That was really hard for me. but I finally, guys, got my upstairs at my house sorted out.
Amazing.
How many years have I been talking about this? It's like embarrassing. But I got my closet organized. I gave away 8 bags of clothes to 2 girls that work in your office, actually. And I felt so good about it. I have another 5 bags I'm giving to this girl who does like closet sale type stuff. And we've been talking for a while. So I got rid of so much shit is the point of that in my closet. It feels so good. Like I literally felt so free. And then the next door to my closet upstairs is my office. And I got that pretty much set up. I told you, you were like, let me see video. And I actually, right now it's a disaster because I have a client that's going to be at the Grammys this weekend. And I'm in the middle of doing the returns from our fitting. But for the most part, it's been great because I've been working up here on my days at my house that I'm doing like computer work and stuff. And it makes such a difference separating my living space from where I go to work.
Right,
you know, like I can actually have a lot more discipline with turning off when I need to turn off and then turning on when I need to turn on. And it's just much more consistent for me. And then today I was telling you, I'm setting up this other little area to be my recording room because the acoustics are really good in there. And so I'm going to have an official space that I do the podcast, which is going to be just another helpful, like get in the zone kind of thing for me instead of just doing it in my office or whatever. And I know that sounds to the listeners maybe like small stuff, but for me as a person who I'm either on set or I'm working at home, and it's just like so freeing. And so it just feels, organization feels really good. Like the structure of it, you know, and as a creative, it's not like my strongest suit to be organized all the time, but when I get organized, I'll stay organized. And it's like, and then my creative brain has more space to move too. So I do feel like I'm putting the discipline thing to work, and I've been working out consistently. Like, I don't know. It's like something about having a word and an intention. The days where I just want to sit on my ass and do nothing, or like, you know, it'd be easy to go get distracted and go hang out with friends instead of like really focus. I've been able to be like, no, you set the word and like really lean in. And it feels really good because it's been a couple years since I've just felt this flow. So.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
That's been great for me. And also, I have some exciting news.
What's that?
So we have been talking about this for a while, I guess probably like another year. Oh. I think we mentioned it. You don't even know what I was going to say.
Now I know, but I thought it was something I didn't know.
Oh, actually got really genuine.
I was like, I thought you had a surprise for me.
I thought you were acting. That's why I started laughing. I was like, you know what it is, bitch. No, so we had mentioned doing this like a while ago, and I just couldn't wrap my mind around what that was going to look like for some reason, but... something that I've talked about this a lot, but one of the reasons I love doing this podcast is connecting with people, like telling certain stories or interviewing certain people and then having the listeners be like, holy shit, thank you for saying that out loud because that's something I went through. Or, just like hearing you guys' stories in general has always been really like, I just love that feeling of connecting with people that we would never otherwise get to connect with, you know, like across the world. I feel like we're emailing with people from fucking Germany and it's like, great. How would I ever meet them? You know? So that's a big part of why I like doing this podcast. And one of the things that I'm doing this year is a solo podcast once a month where I just come in and I talk about some of the things that I've been mulling over in my brain or going through or things that have come up in my friend group. But what I really want to do also is hear about what's happening with you guys. And then yes. Chip, you and I have always talked about like we love getting listener emails and DMs and then answering the questions and things like that, even if we're not experts either, but giving opinions on things and talking through how things have worked out through our lives. So we finally set up a voicemail for Velvet's Edge podcast. And so you guys can go click the link on the bio in my Instagram and you can leave us a voicemail, which is so much easier than email, right? Because remember how I was like, keep the email short. I can't reading them out loud is weird, but now we'll be able to just listen to the voicemail. They will all be anonymous. And like, if you want them to be, you can just say that, or we can play them without a name or whatever and just have your voice. If you want, we can also put voice box on it if you need that. So give us the tips of what you want in the podcast. You can ask anything you want. Or if you just have a topic that you want me to like weigh in on my Take What You Like and Leave the Rest series, I would love the input of what you guys are really like working through or topics that are interesting to you or that you're struggling with or something that if you know it's something I've been through or something I haven't, I can, you know, lean into experts. But
I also just clicked on it just to explore it. It looks like when you record it, you can listen back before you send it. So if you're not happy with it, you can probably re-record.
Yeah, you just do it through your computer or your phone. Yeah. You click the link on the bio and then there's a place that says record and you say, hey, Kelly and Chip, like, I mean, one of the topics Chip and I are discussing for next month is period sex. So like you have something you want to weigh in on period sex. Hey, Kelly and Chip, I love period sex. Here's why.
Then you That's just enough tell for us. Me, dog.
Yeah, it's a no for me. I feel like the vagina area is a no for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Anyway,
been there, done that.
Yeah. And yeah, so I don't know. I'm just really pumped about it. I'll post about it on my Instagram too, but it is a great way to connect with you guys. Or if you just have feedback that you want us to hear, feel free to do that as well. But again, it's the link in the bio on my Instagram, and my Instagram is at Velvet's Edge. So check that out. I'm pumped.
I'm excited because I feel like, you know, sometimes when someone sends an email, like they're not able to get across like their sense of humor
or like
the the urgency or like the level of embarrassment. And this, totally. I think we're going to like get some really fun stories. So I hope people will lean in and do it.
Yes.
I know I would if I were a listener.
And I mean, it's like, I get where people would be like, oh, but I don't want to. But that's why if you say anonymous, guys, like I'm going to keep it anonymous, I promise. So if you don't care to be anonymous, I think lean in because it just will make it more exciting. But and especially if we can play back the voicemail, it's more fun that way. So we will respect your wishes, but I say let the freak flag fly, you know, always.
Sorry, I've got my 100-day cough still.
100-day cough? What is that?
Well, it's just this cough that I've had lingering, and apparently a lot of people have it, and the people in the UK are calling it the 100-day cough.
I actually dealt with a lot of people this week that said they had a cough, and they've had it forever. That's weird.
Yeah, I just can't get rid of it. I feel fine otherwise. It's just
you think it's
so
COVID-related?
No, I tested myself the other day.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't know
These
what it
the
is.
The times in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, leave us a voicemail. Let's chat. I'm super pumped about it. And we're going to keep on growing because I'm fucking disciplined this year, guys. So
disciplined.
Watch
baby.
Out.
Watch
we're
out.
Exploring and we're disciplined. So you never know what's going to happen.
Exploring some discipline.
Oh,
I am.
Look what you did there.
Yeah.
Look what you did there.
I married our words.
All right. As I said before, you guys can hit us up on Instagram. I am at Velvet's Edge. Chip.
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
And as you guys are going into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.